Okay, well, it is June 21st, the summer solstice, 2010. And tonight we have Lavendar, who is going to tell us about the Teton meetings, a little bit about their history, the background, what they are, who attends, and what is going to be coming up in the next meeting from July 1st to July 7th. Good evening. We just started the call. If you would please hit star 6, and we will continue with Lavendar.
Thank you, Ariel, and thank you, everyone, for joining me on this call tonight. It's been a while since we've had a telephone conference call, so it'll be good to connect with some of our listeners that's been on our calls before. So tonight I just want to give you a brief rundown about the Teton meetings, and then I'm going to go into more specific information because I think that's what you really want to hear.
Before you start, could the caller who just joined us, could you please hit star 6 to make
of
sure
course.
That, make sure you're muted. That way everyone can have better quality of sound. Okay, thank you. Continue, Lavendar.
Okay. So the meetings have been going on inside the Grand Teton Mountain for a very, very long time, you know, hundreds of years. And it was decided some time ago that a group of off-planet beings would be in attendance at these meetings. And the Great White Brotherhood and the Guardians of the Deviant Kingdoms, Starship Commanders of Intergalactic Federations, Ascended Masters of the Seven Sacred Cities, the Crystal Brotherhood of the Antares Arcturus Midway Station, and always 6 members of the Crystal Roundtable of the Starship Bethlehem. However, all 12 members will be at this one. Usually there's only 6, but this time there's going to be 12. And Ascended Masters of the Seven Rays of Initiation, and council members from Northern Shambhala. In addition to that group, another group has been added from the Antares system and from the Midway Station. The other planets and Pleiadians and just about 83 different representatives from different planets are going to be showing up for this particular meeting. And this is one of those meetings that, you know, it will go down in the history books of galactic intent because of some of the things that are happening on the planet and the timing of everything that's kind of coming to a head. And it's not so much about 2012 as it is about the timelines and the shifting of several things that have been put in motion. And one of the things that will be discussed at these meetings will be the beings that have been on the planet for eons of time, and some of them will get to go home. And for those of you listening that you have this longing to go home, it may be your turn to go home. While others may be coming, you may be leaving. Also, I want to talk about the 14 generation experiments because they'll be coming to a close around 2012. And some of them will even linger to 2017. But 2012 is a time that has been given to us, and I noticed on the Discovery Channel not too long ago that they had a countdown to 2012, and the narrator actually said the sun will be 26 Sagittarius, which is the mark of galactic center. I almost fell off the couch. I went, whoa, we're even talking about these star markings, because in my discovery of star marks, that 26 Sagittarius really is the place of galactic center. And for it to be on December 20th of 2012, to me, really said something about the shifting and the evolution, not only of the planet, but of its people. So with all the star markings, and you've heard me talk about 25, 26, 27 degrees of any sign, especially with markings in their charts, that it all really kind of aligns to December 20th, 2020 for a lot of people. You know, even if you're an Aries with a Sun 26 Aries, you're going to be affected by 26 Sag. Every other sign is affected by 26 Sag. It's just a law of correspondence. So I just wanted to briefly say that we just have, you know, quite a few things, and a lot of them are already up at the Tetons now.
Hang on, Lavendar. We just had a couple callers come on, and I didn't get a chance to ask you to hit *6, please, to eliminate the background noise so everyone can hear. We have a lot of callers on with us tonight. So if you have not hit *6, please do so now. Okay, Lavendar.
Okay. So the meetings have already kind of started. There's several groups have come in to do certain things like work on the grid system, and the crystal grid is really humming right now, and they've activated, all the 33 gem PowerPoints around the world. And no, I'm not ready to release that list. It's still in the bank vault. But those of you that do go to these gem PowerPoints and stand on these areas, you can feel the energy come up through your legs. And especially if you have these markings in your physical body, the car you're driving, this body will just start vibrating, and all your cells will just start humming and being turned on so that you can literally start, sending and receiving information to your source, to your, whether you're Pleiadian or Sirian or, whatever group you come from. And if you're part of the 14th generation experiment, especially those that are part of that last 14 generations, they have their eye on you. Everywhere you go, they're going to be able to see and, make note of what you're doing on the planet. And for the walk-ins, the starseed, the walk-ins, the light workers, the indigos, and the crystal children, all of them have a different vibration and a different frequency. Some starseed have all those combinations. So, and some walk-ins, of course, when they come, they, know how to work with all of them. To be a walk-in, you really kind of have to have your PhD in walk-in behavior. And if later on, if you have questions about, walk-ins, I'll be happy to give you updates on some of the latest things that I've learned about walk-ins. We have millions on the planet now. We had a big wave of them come in November on Pleiadian lineup, and they had to get adjusted to their bodies. And in May, they were really kind of, a lot of them had woken up before that time, but for the last group that didn't, there was this major quickening that happened. And so they're now looking for places to put their energy on the planet, whether it's in art or music or politics or, just being at the corner of Third and Vine, whatever. It's like everybody gets their own messages about what they should be doing.
And will that happen more after the Teton meetings?
You see, it's always a turn of a jump of evolution, a jump of information. The more information you have about yourself, what's your natural state, and where are your rites of passage? And when you know those two things, it's like, getting on a horse with a saddle, But if you get on a horse and don't have a saddle, it's a little rougher ride. It's like if you know certain things, you go, oh, I get that. I really can, I'm an artist. I can really paint. Or I'm a writer. Oh, yes, I'm a writer. I'm really going to be a writer. It's like you identify what talents that you have that you can share with others, because it's natural. And the minute it's natural, then you look and say, oh, here's my rites of passage. Okay, I'm a writer, and my rites of passage, for example, I did a lady's chart not too long ago, and she had rites of passage for France and some of the Mary Magdalene scrolls, and being able to go there. Her rites of passage are in France. And she's also a writer. So when those two combinations come together, you go, whoa, okay, that person's on their mission. And then you start, you know, being at the right place at the right time and, you know, just, you know, living your life because when you wake up every day, just go for the unexpected, because the unexpected, believe it or not, will really keep you on your mission. You know, it took me some time to really understand that, you know, you didn't have to live by the clock. You had to be just in the flow of the excitement, because the excitement would literally lead you back to your mission, even if you got off of it for a month or two. And I must say, there were a few months here and there that I just went and sat down. I just said, I quit, I'm not playing, come back later. There were some Teton meetings I did not attend. Why? I didn't want to go. It's very simple. You know, you get to a place in your life when you go, you know, this is as much as I can handle right now. And later, I know who I am, therefore I can always get back on that horse. And, of course, with the Teton meetings for the last couple of years, I've been getting back on that horse, because the times are here, and, you know, about 75% of my work by keeping the journals in the bank vault, and that's 25% of my work will be releasing this information and connecting it to the people that were actually born back in the 80s. Most of the information that I've written are for children that were born in the 80s. And I've had a lot of people that were born in the 80s contact me in the last 2 weeks. It's been like somebody opened up the floodgates and said, here we are. And it's like, wow, this is really happening now with the kids of the 80s. So get back to the Teton. So what actually happens is that there is this, first of all, you got to take your mind and kind of put it in a Star Trek mode, because the technologies that they have inside the mountain are just mind-blowing. The great Emerald Computer that we call the Emerald Computer, because the Emerald Computer records everyone in attendance. For instance, say I'll walk you through this. A ship will come over your house. They'll see your little light on in your body. And if you're a willing participant and you're laying in the bed and you simply say, I'm relaxed and I'm receiving, I'm receiving, I'm receiving. I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go. Tetons, tetons, tetons. Any way you want to say that. And with that acknowledgement, they'll wait for you to go to sleep. And if they don't wait for you to go to sleep, they have a little way of going, and you're asleep. And then they simply take it, they take your soul, and they just put it in this little silver container, and off they go, and they put it into the Emerald Computer, and the Emerald Computer then pops it up and out, and holographically there you are. And you're in attendance with your entire essence, with your entire features, you know, everything about you. So I just wanted to let everyone know that that is the way that, you know, people that are taken out of their bodies, that's how it works. Now, the people that go with their bodies, that is a different matter. They'll simply come, rearrange the molecules through the ceiling and readjust it, and we'll take you there and we'll bring you back the same way. However, a lot of people can't do that because of their genetic makeup. They would get very sick, and a lot of people might die. So there's only there's a small group that gets to really do that. This is not a large, massive group, because you genetically have to be either cloned for this operation, or you have to have certain implants and technology placed within your body to maintain the different rates of frequency and vibration of coming and going into other portal, time portals, other dimensional spaces. I was one of those people that got to do that, and I must tell you, and I won't tell that story again, because I've already told it, it's already on the website, but it's very difficult to come out of the mountain after several days of these meetings and then try to function with your Earth suit. So for those that, you know, think this is going to be, you know, a hot trip and, you know, you're just curious and want to go and you've got your hand up and you're waving, think again. Because to go physically, you might not be able to come back and complete your mission. So what good would that serve, see? So, however, I must say that several people have asked me about this particular alignment coming up. And there is a place, if you want to jot down, there's a place called the Nordic Inn. It's 1 mile east of a junction, U.S. Highway 89 and 26 near Alpine, Wyoming. And that would be a place that if you do happen to go up there, that I know that they go zooming by there probably every hour and just see if anybody's ready to go inside the mountain. So just to let you know that I do know of a place where people are led to go. You know, a lot of people are led to take their vacations up in that area, and they don't know why they're there. And they think it's probably because it's the 4th of July and it's the thing to do. But in reality, it's really because of the meetings inside the mountain. And so, let's see, where else do I want to take this? Do you have a question, Ariel, something that you're thinking about that I should mention at this point?
Well, what are some of the biggest topics, issues that are coming up?
Well, of course, you know, they're taking, you know, the Pleiadians really have the play on the planet right now because they're kind of the directors of the experiments. These 14-generation experiments that I was talking about are coming to a close. And how that works is you're born into a family in the first generation, and then you're out of body for like 7 generations. So every 7 maybe you come in, or every 3. And you follow the bloodlines, and you follow the people, and you follow, and it's a whole group that comes together. And in between lifetimes, you either go aboard ship, or you reincarnate. And there's also a group called the Women of the Ethers. A lot of women that have passed over, and even some men have been asked to join this group. I call it the Women of the Ethers because it's more feminine. It has more feminine energy. This is a circle of women. Think of it as a necklace, a big necklace, a crystal necklace in a round circle. And each one of these little brilliant diamonds in this necklace represents the soul of a really strong, empowering female woman that has just left the planet Earth and has decided to join other women on the planet to hold a frequency and light. And they go around with their little orbs, and they simply hover over areas where women are to empower them. They will go to women leaders of countries. They'll go to women that are, you know, celebrities that are fixed to, you know, make a major move for the environment, or someone that's writing a book that's going to affect millions of people. They'll go to artists, wherever they're needed is where they'll go. Now, the Women of the Ethers, they're also in attendance at these meets, and they're very revered. I mean, when the Women of the Ethers shows up at the Tetons, I mean, everyone from every planet always pays homage to this group of women. Why? Because they mostly have been responsible for keeping the lineage and the bloodlines going, the experiments going, the empowerment of the Athena and the 96. I mean, it has been a massive effort for a very, very long time, the ones that have volunteered to be with the Women of the Ethers. Now, when they serve their time, and that depends a month, a year, 10 years, you know, time's nothing to them. But that one day they'll go, you know, I really think I want to be back in body now. I want to be back in body, and I want to be able to carry the resonance of everything that I have encompassed with the women of the ether. And when these women show up on the planet, you really know it. Why? Because their art field, their destiny about what they're doing. You know, I think of Ayn Rand, because Ayn Rand was the one that actually came and visited me in Cripple Creek. And I will never forget that experience. She was so powerful when she was on the planet, and she's still very powerful where she is today. And occasionally, you know, she drops in now and then, and it's always, you know, always warms me to know that she is looking in on me. So the women of the ethers, yeah, they're, you don't really hear much about them from other sources, but they're very revered. So anyway, I wanted to mention the place, the Nordic Inn, and the phone number up there is 307-654-7556, and there is a person there called Brent Hoven, who has a restaurant. He is a starseed person, and I haven't seen him for many, many years, but I plan on calling him tomorrow, as a matter of fact. So, let's talk about some of the subject matters that are going to be talked about. One of the subject matters will be atomic power and atomic war. And there are some really strong energies and movement now on the planet to bring up that subject one more time in people's consciousness, to make them fearful, to get them, you know, to run for duck and cover. And there's also countermeasures that have been put in place by the Pleiadians, and I kind of call it the Galactic Secret Service, because they have a group of Pleiadians and walk-ins now that's all their duty is simply to go to the places where the atomic bombs are, and they just simply, you know, hold their place. They guard these atomic bombs. They also are in positions of power. Now they're around power. They're in the White House. They're in you know, the Parliament in England. They're in every major country in the world. The Galactic Secret Service is on duty, and they are so on it now, and they have been for, you know, some time, but more and more is going to be released about this information about the Galactic Secret Service, because of the way that consciousness is happening on the planet. The earthquakes, the volcanoes, the Gulf mess, all of that in some ways is a distraction from some of the real things that are going on, but we also have to consider that it's part of the tapestry, it's part of the story, it's part of what's happening. It's like, you know, energy doesn't lie. Only people do. And energy has been showing us the Gulf is bleeding. It's like blood. Blood is coming out of the earth. There are many.
Could you hold on, please, Lavendar? For the callers that were just joining us, would you please press star 6 to mute out the background noise? We would appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, Lavendar.
Alternative energies are going to really start surfacing now. They were before, but now it's like people's consciousness is ready to receive these new alternative energies sources, and we're gonna see more and more and more of them surface. I mean, there's thousands that went on the website and say, I have a solution for the Gulf. But in just the Gulf, it's other things. It's water, it's air, it's, you know, in every area. It's almost like somebody blew the whistle and everybody just jumped at once. The massive inventions that have come forward are just mind-boggling. I did send out an email to my group today showing you a little video of a particular technology, and if you have any comments later, if any of you watched it, I'd be anxious to hear what you have to say about it. Especially the Nikola Tesla experiments, they're going to be revealed more And remember, Tesla was not Pleiadian. He was full Orion. But Orion and the Pleiadians, you know, of course, have buried the hatchet, and they're, you know, they're working together. There was a time when they were at war. They weren't doing so well with each other back in the 80s. But all that's been taken care of now, and they're working more toward disclosure. And some of the other countries are going to be announcing their position on disclosure. And, of course, the United States will probably be the very last one that really acknowledges that. And I want to mention that Jeff Peckman has his initiative in Denver. Ariel, would you just briefly give them a little rundown while I take a drink of water?
Okay. The ballot initiative to establish an extraterrestrial affairs commission in Denver would be the first political, legal organization to recognize the existence of extraterrestrials. The ballot initiative, which was authored by Jeff Peckman, had about 10,000 signatures, which got it onto the ballot. It has been announced that it will be coming up in the November election, which will be a citywide general election in Denver. So if you know anyone in Denver, tell them to make sure they vote yes. This is an extraterrestrial affairs commission where there will be a board of seven members with PhDs in various fields to properly assess the benefits and risk of contact. It's also a place where people can call to report close encounters of any kind, sightings, and it will be up to this commission to either verify or explain that it was not ET related. So it's a major step, and you can follow the whole campaign if you go to extracampaign.org. And Jeff also writes for the Denver UFO Examiner, so you can, you know, once or twice a week go check the Denver UFO Examiner and get all the latest news on that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Also, I'd like to mention that any of you listening, if you've received any of the Giza crystals from me in the past, that at this particular time during these meetings, there's going to be a certain resonance that happens with these crystals, especially if you place them in a triangle. I put them in a triangle and then put a little super glue on them. Some people think that's going to harm them. No, it's not. It's going to keep them from jumping like jumping beans. But I've noticed that during these Teton meetings that it really increases the velocity of frequency in your energy field if you're part of the participating group that goes to the meetings. You've heard the figure 144,000. That's been, you know, passed around for eons of time. That's actually a harmonic of beings that are in attendance at all times during these meetings. And for some that will be, you know, come and taken, they'll stay like 45 minutes and then back to their beds. But there's always a revolving number of 144,000 that will be in attendance at the meetings at the Tetons. And once you go to the meetings, it's not like people are going to be speaking slowly like I am speaking now. No, what happens is you go and there's a download of information that happens, and when you come back, you've got about 30 encyclopedias of information, and depending on what you're accessing at the time depends on how you access the information. So, you know, everyone that goes actually has a Rolodex of everything that goes on there. It's amazing how that it all loops around through the Emerald computer. Like I said, it's very high-tech information system. We don't really have anything that functions like this, you know, on the planet at this time. We've seen it in science fiction, but it's not really been, you know, to our benefit to have it yet. So I just wanted to explain that part about, you know, when you go, the information is set and ready for you to bring it back. And depending on who you are, depending on what your mission is and what you've decided you want to do, see, the free will frequency has to be engaged. Your free will. No one is asking you to do anything against your free will, ever. And it's your acknowledgement of who you are, why you came here, what your natural state is, what your rites of passage, and, you know, and how much excitement are you ready for in your life, and how much adventure. If you have a dull 8-to-5 job that's driving you crazy, if you've got a partner that's driving you crazy, then, you know what, you simply go and say, you know, I'm ready to make a change. I know it's going to be hard, but maybe this is what I need to do with my life. And when you ask that 3 times, then you just wait, because it will be happening. So I'd like to maybe have Ariel, if you have some questions for me at this time. I don't really know how long we've been on, but I think maybe
we'll
open it for questions.
Before we go on, if you have a dog that's barking, would you please press *6? That'll help, because we're recording this call, so you know.
Ariel, you're so on it about the *6. I just love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, I have been an audio professional.
I know,
for a long time. Two things, actually, Lavendar. I want you to think of a summary of the topics that you talked about, from the use of atomic power, the Galactic Secret Service,
atomic. Okay, of course, atomic power is going to be an issue. Why? Because they're rattling the sabers over, you know, in the Middle East again, and with Iran, and, you know, people are wanting to bomb other people, and it, you know, that's just happening. It happens just, if you notice, this always comes up around the Teton meetings, you know. The walk-ins and clones are going to be discussed, and that balancing procedure with people. Implant technology is really going to be on a global scale of knowledge, more so now than ever before, especially with the ones that are coming to the meetings. The Tesla information is going to be predominant. Disclosure will be discussed again. Oh, stewards of the gym PowerPoints, they're going to be reinforced. And stewards that have had, you know, a position on this land for a very long time, some of them are going to say, you know, I've been here long enough, someone else can come and hold the point for this gym PowerPoint. And there's going to be a lot of scout ships that are going to be placed at these 33 gym PowerPoints. And they're going to be placed in a time portal, an interdimensional space, that will be able to do a lot of work with the grid from these PowerPoints, and that's going to be talked about, the crystal grid, and the places on the planet that need adjusting, and the places that the earthquakes and the volcanoes and some of the places that are going to be allowed to happen. They're not going to stop them. I've got to say, they're not here to stop earthquakes or volcanoes. They're not here to save the people. They're here to balance the planet along with the decisions that people have made on the planet. Because of the 55 critical mass of frequency and vibration, it's they are just birthing, and they're stewarding all the decisions that have made already. And all these really unwise decisions that have been made on the planet, you're going to let them run their course.
Well, we have free will.
And look at the Gulf. Hello. So,
well, those are all matters of free will. The reason that I'm asking for this summary is because I want to try to get a flavor, because here in just a few minutes, I want to do a combined alignment and manifestation, since we have so many people on the call tonight. And I want to have just a single frequency of thought and intent that everyone can focus on. So I'm trying to get a flavor for.
Okay, let me give you just another thought. I had it oh, several days ago, and I had it a while ago, and I'm just going to go ahead and just drop it. If three or more people gather in frequency, get off their cell phones, get away from computers, get away from technology, period. If you can do it for 3 days, and you can actually group together with people of like mind, you're going to be amazed at how much you're going to be able to bring back from these meetings. If you're selected to go and come back, you see the fences are up. They're sending frequencies, ARP, through the cell phones, through the cell phone towers, through your HDTVs, through radio. There is a sound frequency that's setting up a fence so that it's going to put you to sleep, everything I'm telling you. It's going to erase, they're going to erase the memory of the meetings. You need to get away from technology in order to really have the full impact of being a participant at the Teton meetings.
And who's doing the erasing?
Who?
Yeah.
I'm surprised that you would ask me that question.
I'm asking for other people because I could hear people saying, well, who?
Oh, well, the people that are in charge of our communication systems, and there are, you know, the powers that be that want to keep everyone dumbing down, they know about the Teton meetings, and they know about the light workers. They know about all of it. And what they do is they just try to put frequency jams. They're jamming your frequencies. And they're doing it through your telephone, your cell phones, you know, all technologies that they have placed, you know, in your path, even radio. If you're in the car, you turn on the radio, they've got you. And they're doing it through a sound system. It is a vibratory sound that is happening. The wave carrier comes over the sound system. And, you know, if you want to have the full impact of the Tetons, get away from technology for a few days. I know that most of you can't, you know, really do that in work, but for those of you that can take time out to drive to the Tetons, to be part of this, you know, right. Is that what you wanted to know about?
Yeah. So, well, that might be that might be the frequency that I was looking for to. Gather, we have a lot of star power here on the phone tonight.
Absolutely.
And I'm looking for the bullseye for us to focus and direct our energy and our manifestational, our deliberate co-creational energy. And do you think that would be best served to scramble the frequencies that are trying to scramble us, or would it just simply be in alignment with the
aligning to what I'm saying and understanding the power of the starseed now on the planet, understanding the power of crystal, quartz crystal, the timing of the meetings, finding the right group of people to be with from July 1 through 7. Actually, they've started now, but I'm saying the mass migration of eagles going into the mountains start on midnight of July 1, okay? There's a lot being taken, you know, 2 weeks or 3 weeks ahead of time, and I do know I have a listener that's on that's going to be up there in a few days, and I can't wait to hear what she has to bring back to us in the ways of information of what she experiences. And there's others that I know that want to take the trip. And if you can afford it to jump on a plane or get in your car and go, I would strongly, if you felt to do it, if it's something that just absolutely is burning up with desire to do, then by all means, venture to the Tetons if you can. If you can't, they'll come and get you, and you'll still be in attendance. It'll just be of a different, you know, it'll be a different kind of witnessing. It's like when I was in Cairo, Egypt, and we had the ship come over and take a beam a person out of the sarcophagus and bring us a new walk-in. you know, we really couldn't see what was happening, but someone was outside of the pyramid, and they witnessed it. They actually witnessed, you know, the whole operation. And I was so thankful for the witness. And I felt really bad that the time had been changed by someone, that she wasn't able to make it and that she had to sit out there. But it really, really served our story and collectively what we were all about, because there was a witness. Same thing with the Tetons. You know, you may go and sit out, you know, not far from the Tetons and be able to witness something. Maybe they won't take you inside the mountain. Maybe they'll just let you witness something. Or you'll meet other people that are drawn to be at that place at that time. It's like, this is an adventure. This is an exciting time. Treat it as such.
Well, I would like to preface this little section here by saying that the deliberate co-creation is what I would like to ask everyone to participate in right now. If you will hold your focus and your attention on the empowerment of the participants of these Teton meetings, think of how it would feel, how joyful it would feel to learn later that you made a difference, or learn that you helped to empower a group of people, but just simply by holding your focus, an emotional focus of empowerment on the Tetons, on the participants, and the projects that are started following the meetings. And I want you to hold that for just 17 seconds, and then there's a catalyst of energy that takes place when you hold a pure vibration for that amount of time. So everybody take a big, deep breath and go to that place of a perfect vibration of empowerment for the participants of the Teton meetings. And I'm going to be silent now for 17 seconds, starting now. Okay. Anytime you want to manifest anything, hold your attention on it, on your desire. Hook it with an emotion of gratitude. Hold it for 17 seconds, and it's already on its way to you.
One of the things that I just experienced is when I shut my eyes, I saw real bright emerald green. I wonder if anyone else had that experience.
Well, we can open up the floor now. If you have a question or comment, you have to hit star 6 again if you had been on mute, and ask your question, and then when you're done, go back to mute again. Okay? Question?
Kiana, I just wanted to acknowledge that that green light permeated and is like being inside the computer as a part of the collective.
Yeah, your reception is really bad. Can you repeat what you said, Ashtiana? Ashtiana, I think we just lost her.
I think she said that it was from the color of the emerald computer from inside the Tetons. Is that what I understood her to say?
I think so, but her signal.
That's correct.
Okay. Oh, good. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ashtiana. And any next question?
Lavendar, this is Harold. I joined quite late.
Well, hey,
I have
Harold.
A question. Hi. A specific point, you may have discussed this, but in viewing the Tetons, I'm assuming are you talking about the Grand Teton Peak?
The Grand
As this, the
focus. Inside the Grand Teton Mountain, inside, yes.
Great. Okay, great.
It's hollow inside. And happy birthday, Harold.
Thank you. Thank you. It was beautiful. And I appreciated the solar date. I was able to have my own personal celebration.
Oh, good. You got the 10 hours.
Time.
You know, a 10-hour window for a
yes.
solar return is so powerful. And especially if anyone is listening who has a birthday during the Teton meetings, get ready. It's like... This can really be a fantastic birthday time for anyone that's having a solar return during the Teton meetings.
And if you don't know what the solar return is, that information is in the vault of knowledge on our starseedhotline.com. And it tells you what it is, how long it lasts, and how to make the most of it. All you need to do is pinpoint your solar return time, because it could very well be the day before your calendar birthday.
Right.
Any other questions, comments? You'd have to hit star 6 if you muted yourself.
Lavendar.
Yes?
Could you repeat again to us, if you want to go to the meetings, earlier when we first started, you were talking about a procedure where you just relax.
Okay, you go in, you lay down on your bed. You know, what I do is I light incense and, you know, I really I set the vibrational tone of where I'm going to do this. You can use, you know, different, whatever suits you to calm your system. Your physical body needs to be very relaxed, very receptive. And the real trick to... I shouldn't say a trick, but it is. It's a simple one, but it's ask three times. It's like asking three times in a row, I'm ready now, I'm ready now, I'm ready now. I'm receiving now, I'm receiving now, I'm receiving now. I want to go to the Tetons, I want to go to the Tetons, I want to go to the Tetons. I'm ready now. You say it, everything in patterns of three. Because every time you acknowledge whatever verbiage you want to use, it just increases your light so that when the ships are coming by, you know, they'll look down and go, oh, there's Marion, Oregon. We're going to go by and pick her up. Why? She's ready. Does that answer your question?
It does.
Okay, good.
I will just like to add that be really, really clear in your statement. Because, you know, if you're gonna make something happen, make sure it's something that you expected to happen and not a surprise. Instead of just saying, you know, come and get me.
And here's the other thing I want.
You don't know who's coming to get you.
Well, the other thing I want to say is, you know, never go where you're not trained for. Don't be asking to do this out of curiosity. I can't tell you how many people have gotten burned. Just by being curious, because their soul was not in alignment. They just wanted to see it so they could judge it. And guess what? They got the burn of their life. Make sure you really know what you're doing when you ask for this.
Yeah. Things may never ever be the same, so you have to be serious.
Straight.
And able to handle it.
Right.
Because I even Ladies. Remember, oh, I was just going to say, I remember in years past, you know, when Lavendar, sometimes you come back and you just have to go, you know, sit in your room for a week just to get over it.
Right.
So someone was about to speak.
Yes, hi, Arielle Lavendar. This is Aisha.
Hello.
I had a quick question. It's not necessarily specifically related to the tea time meetings, but it is related to what you're talking about now in terms of asking. And if you're necessarily ready for what you received. Lavendar, you're very aware of what I just went through in terms of the 11 blood transfusions and, you know, being in the hospital with the internal bleeding. And I haven't been able, I'll say for like the last 3 weeks or so since I have been going through that, been able to tap in terms of my meditations. And about 5 days ago, you know, I kind of said a prayer and an attempt meditation to ask for a serious connection and for something to be revealed to me. And I had a very intense dream last night that kind of scared the wits end out of me. So I'm not going to be long-winded and tell you all of the dream, but it was pretty much gave me a glimpse of the time frame when the ships will land, the light ships, and when we will be able to see them. And I was in a car with a bunch of relatives and friends. I have a large-size SUV, and I opened up my sunroof, and I looked up, and all I saw was light and, you know, these huge ships, and I asked everybody else to look up, and none of them could see it. But when they looked up at it, they all started, what's the word for it? They were having seizures, and it just was crazy. I ended up in a rooming house with a bunch of other people who couldn't see it, and they were literally, like, flying around the structure that we were residing in at that time. And it just was a very, very dramatic thing, but it was so vivid. I mean, I'm convinced that I was literally living it. I've never had a dream in that much color. You know what I mean, where I woke up and remembered every single detail. Would you think that that was a figment of my imagination, or could that be a manifestation of what I asked for?
That's what you asked for.
Wow.
I don't have to think about that very long at all. You asked for that. But, you know, you need to calm down because your body has not healed enough for you to have your second experience like that. You had that one, but now you need to regroup. You rest and, you know, really focus on yourself and your healing because you lost a great deal of blood. You need to build yourself back up. Don't be asking for these high adventures right now because I don't think your physical body can handle it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. If they come and take you to the Tetons, that's fine. And they'll know. They'll look down. They'll say, oh, she's not ready to go. She's lost too much blood. This is not going to be good for her. Or they're going to say, okay, she is ready. But see, they're going to decide that, not you.
Now, because I literally, they transferred my blood over, replaced my blood twice over. Well, does that change the nature of who I inherently am? Because I understand our blood is almost like, you know, our life force. And I was concerned about that. You know, after having my awakening, having so much of my own natural blood and DNA being replaced over, and it really concerns me.
Well,
do you have any thoughts on that?
Let's instead of being concerned about it, let's just get real about it. You have now had blood transfusions from other beings, and it's taken your system quite a while to readjust, to put the crystalline frequency back into the blood that you were given. That's not complete yet, but it will be. In other words, it's going to take a little while for whoever donated the blood to you to balance out and go back to your original starseed bloodline, okay?
Right, okay.
Okay?
Right. Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Do we have any other questions or comments?
Could you explain a little bit about the reset?
Lavendar, the reset button.
Oh, the reset button. Yes, well, as, you know, they have been talking about, I know last year we really had, you know, the first wave of starseed showing up, you know, crippled because of the technologies on the planet had gone off in such a way and the vibrations of the planetary energy, just a combination of things, and people's missions were being out of time sync, and they were, you know, they were not meeting at the same place that they should be meeting. And so it was required, a reset button was put in the soul units and brought back to bodies so that when they would awaken, the reset button would simply go through their crystalline structure in their blood and would reset them to their natural state, rites of passage, and their mission. And that's going to be on a continuing basis from now on. Every 6 months we will have that. Why? The technologies on the planet have gone too far. And so it's just required. It's just a requirement. That's it. It's just everybody gets a reset when they leave there. No exceptions. Everyone gets one. Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Well, we've been over an hour.
Well, before we say goodnight, I would like to invite everyone to read the free preview of Levendar's new ebook, which is called 50 Questions and Answers. And possibly if you have a question that has not yet been answered, you will find it in this book. It was a transmission from the Antares Arcturus Midway Station from an entity known as Silovon, and Levendar transcribed the book, and it is now available in ebook form on our website, starseedhotline.com. And if you are not a member of our forum, you can go to starseedhotline.ning.com, and we have all kinds of wonderful people in our community. They're helping each other and supporting each other, and lots of good articles and videos and things like that. So that's all the public service announcements for now.
Well, thank you so much, Ariel. You've just been so wonderful in all these teleconference calls on the radio show, too. I just appreciate you so much. So anyway, until later, I guess we're going to call it a night.